You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast, and today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. It is Wednesday, June the 2nd in the year 2021. And no matter if you're listening to the Odyssey app or Apple Podcast, or one of the numerous areas you can catch the audio version of Locked On Buckeyes, or if you're watching us on youtube.com/LockedOnBuckeyes, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. Lined up for today, in segment two, we'll talk about a high recruit, a big-time recruit in the class of 2022 that just scheduled a visit to Ohio State in the month of June. Segment three, Quinn Ewers. Got to watch him throw some videos that I saw circulate around the Twitter. And that boy's arm is special. We begin today's show talking about something that I know a lot of you are curious about, season tickets. They started to get processed and started to get the invoices sent out to you and yours. One thing this year we're looking for, I'm looking for, is for full stadiums, not just in the Big Ten, not just in the SEC, but all across college football. I am looking forward to watching games that have the full stadiums. Right now, the NBA playoffs are on. Some arenas are, I don't think any arenas at full capacity. They're getting as close as they can without actually making it be full capacity for whatever reason. One arena it's at 17,000 people. Capacity's at 19,000 people. You look out there, people sitting right next to each other, shoulder to shoulder. You can go ahead and add the other couple thousand in, make the thing full capacity, make it even louder than it already is. From a broadcasting perspective, the broadcasters, they want to be back in the games as well. The broadcasters, yeah, some of them were doing things remotely and they understood, but the games are always better when they're broadcast and the broadcaster is there live at the game. Ohio State, when they're renewing the season tickets, they're redoing those and they're allowing applications for new season ticket holders. They're also trying to allow or they're already putting together plans for a 4-game flex plan and 2-3-game mini plans. Those don't go on sale until early August. You'll get more information about that. More information will be available for those two in the month of July. Here's what Gene Smith said via a release that went out on Tuesday in regards to Ohio State in full capacity. Quote, "Our hope is that we are at full capacity for our football games. We will continue to work with our university partners with Columbus Public Health on all of our safety protocols, including strongly encouraging those who are eligible to get vaccinated. You'll continue to hear that message of support for vaccinations a lot from our department, the University in Columbus Public Health, because it is a key component to having a full stadium in the fall," end quote. Ryan Day in a video, here's a little snippet, a little quote from him in a video that he put out, the Ohio State Buckeyes Athletic Twitter account put out just on Tuesday, quote, "I want to thank all the Buckeye fans out there who have kept their health at the forefront over the past year. It's been a long year. It's been hard for a lot of us. We're looking forward to getting back to the shoe. We're very excited to have a full stadium, and a big part of that is getting vaccinated," end quote. It's Wednesday. I record this early on Wednesday morning, and I'm getting ready to go in a few hours, make the drive to Cincinnati for a Reds and Phillies baseball game. The Reds are at home, as you all know, driving to Cincinnati, and the Reds, this is the first day that the Reds can have full capacity with no mask. And I'm very curious, and I know a lot of places, I know where I live now, the rules where I live are different than the entire state, which is very odd to me, but there are some different details there. I understand why the mayor's thought process is the way that it is with the amount of big-time sporting events that Indianapolis has, but here's a weird thing. Those sporting events aren't going to end. throughout the summer, you're going to have AAU tournaments. In August, you're going to have training camp for the Colts. In the fall, you're going to have Colts football. You're going to have other things inside of Indianapolis that are going to make sports a big part of the city all year long. So I'm curious. I don't know. I'm not in the rooms when these gentlemen and women are making the decisions about the health and safety protocols. I know in cities where there are universities, they are somewhat cautious. Well, some of them are cautious. Some of them are just like, look, we want this thing to be full. The fans want to pay their money for this thing to be full. Well, we are going to back off and let the fans do what they want, spend their money, and really police themselves as far as the health. And if they want to get vaccinated, go for it. If they don't, go for it. That's up to them. But we're going to let the human beings be human beings and patrol and control and police their own lives as human beings have for so many years. I'm not telling people what to do or what they should believe or anything like that. But I am just curious, very, very curious, when Ohio State will take a page from Nike. We just heard on Tuesday, Penn State will be at 100% capacity. I think their capacity is 107 or 110,000 strong there in Happy Valley, and it'll be a rocking place. Whenever they have that whiteout, it'll be exciting. It'll be a fun game to watch. Ohio State's going to look down south. Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Texas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, all these schools, probably even Nebraska. All these schools are going to be at 100%, and Ohio State keeps waiting. And waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I understand. I don't understand the passive nature. I understand why they might think the way that they do. But at some point, it's okay to just do it. To just do the thing that you may think is a little, you might be hesitant to do. To do the thing that, well, you might say it's a little crazy, a little wild. But it's okay to just do it. For so many years, different viruses, different things came into in and out of the country all the time, and they just did it. Let fans go. Let fans go. We're about a year. We'll be over a year and a half into this thing from the time that it initially, when things first started. You'll be almost 2 years in from when the time that COVID first entered the country due to studies and different people that I know that have gotten really, really sick, and they believe it was the COVID and not the flu, because the flu hits them differently than the COVID did. Ohio State, season tickets going out, great. Ohio State, the mini plan and the mini plans, the flex plans you're planning, great. You know, would be great just doing it and allowing the shoe, announcing the shoe right now that it'll be full in the fall. Let's step away very, very quickly. When we come back, we'll talk about a big time recruit in the class of 2022 that just announced that he'll be visiting the Ohio State University in the month of June. But first, check this out. How does your favorite restaurant consistently make delicious food? The short answer, they have access to the right kitchen tools with Made In's professional quality cookware and kitchenware. Anyone is capable of making restaurant quality food at home. If you're serious about cooking, you should invest in your kitchen tools. Made In's cookware and kitchenware products are used by thousands of the world's best chefs. If quality and craftsmanship is important to you, you should check out Made In. Made In is a cookware and kitchenware brand that works with renowned chefs and artisans to produce some of the world's best pots, pans, knives, and wine glasses. Right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with promo code LOCKEDON. That is LOCKEDON. This is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. That's amazing. Take advantage of it. Go to madeincookware.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off your first order. That's madeincookware.com/lockedon, all one word. Use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and even prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low in the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And as we roll on here on Locked On Buckeyes here on this Wednesday, I know I said Tuesday earlier, but us not doing consecutive shows like we're used to, my days are all thrown off. It's the month of June, the month of May went by so fast. But with that going by so fast, there are things going to be thrown at you kind of quickly that you might want to slow down, relax, and understand, hey, this is a lot coming at me quickly, a lot to consume. Let's do it. Do it a couple times, rewind that thing two or three times to make sure we heard everything and consumed everything that we should consume. Also, very, very quickly, one more announcement that I mentioned just yesterday, 850-462-5442. That is the hotline or the phone number that is dedicated to shows that Jay hosts. If you are a listener of this podcast or a viewer on youtube.com/LockedOnBuckeyes and you would like to clap back or have a question, a comment, concern, or something that you heard or you're either here on the podcast or somewhere else that you want to ask me and you want that to be featured here on the podcast, text or call that number. Call, hit the voicemail line, text, send that thing to me. That thing will be utilized as content in the very next episode that this show has. Would love to feature you, your comments, your questions, your concerns here on the podcast on a consistent basis. I'm scrolling to Twitter on Tuesday. Yeah, dude, trust me, y'all. My days are all mixed up. I am trying to figure out what's going on. The holiday weekend was great. It was fun. It was enjoyable. But I got to get back into what I normally do, which is cover and talk about the Ohio State on a consistent basis. Jairus Walker, the number one power forward in the state. No, excuse me. Number one power forward in the class of 2022. Five-star recruit. This is all coming from 24/7 Sports, their recruiting rankings. The number two player in the state of Florida. The number seven player ranked nationally in the 2022 class. Stands at 6'8", 220 pounds as a power forward. I saw one place has it listed as a small forward, but he has announced that he will be taking three official visits in the month of June. June 5th through the 7th, starting this Saturday, he will be in Auburn. June 16th through the 18th, in a couple weeks from now, 2 weeks from today, actually, he will be at Ohio State. And then June 22nd through the 24th, about 3 weeks from now, he will be taking a trip to Houston. You look at these schools, you'll say, which one is a good program? Which one had the better year last year? Houston had the better year, but you can't go wrong between any of these schools. I know some people, not so much the young people nowadays, but if you're my age or if you remember things that happened early to mid-2000s with Kelvin Sampson and the cheating and how and the recruiting infractions that he had, you may say, I want to stay away from Kelvin Sampson. But Kelvin Sampson could coach. That's one thing that keeps Kelvin Sampson in the hot in these jobs, and people keep coming after him. They know about what he did at Oklahoma. They understand what he did at Indiana, but he can coach, which is why he led the Houston Cougars to the season that they had last year. I was watching some videos on Mr. Jairus Walker at IMG Academy. It is a prep school. I mean, they bring in guys all over the place. You probably hear about IMG more for the football, but their basketball team, their basketball program is really good. I know basketball nowadays, you're hearing more about Sierra Canyon over there in Cali, Oak Hill over there in Virginia. Oak Hill's been around for a while. I believe Ben Simmons, if those of you that have watched Last Chance U basketball, the most recent Last Chance U documentary that they just put out, Joe Hampton played high school basketball at least 1 year there at Oak Hill. LeBron James, boy, his oldest, goes to Sierra Canyon. I believe Scottie Pippen's son goes to Sierra Canyon. I don't want to say Kenyon Martin's son went to Sierra Canyon. I want to say Dwayne Washington Jr. as well went to Sierra Canyon. I mean, a lot of talent. I mean, if you get it, a lot of talent comes out of Sierra Canyon all the time. But that's not to laugh at or look over what is going on in Bradenton, Florida, down there not far from Tampa, with the 6'8", 220-pound Jairus Walker. In one of the videos, and I believe they did a series down there at IMG, and they were just highlighting certain things about the basketball team, one thing about Jairus Walker that his teammates said about him, said he is a man-child. And you think 6'8", 220, you think that man's a freshman or sophomore in college? I mean, he's been lifting the weights. He's a little bit stronger. Or he's 6'8", 220, and he has a little baby fat, kind of a Zed Key-looking individual, looking body frame. Not individual, but looking body frame where you got some muscle. But you got to tone that bad boy up. You got to get a little bit stronger, strengthen your core, strengthen your legs, strengthen everything up, the shoulders, the broad shoulders you have, strengthen everything. Strengthen it all so that when it's time to get on the court, you are the best you can be. But when I'm watching Jairus Walker, one thing sticks out to me with numerous things. But one, his frame. I mean, he looks like he's already in college right now with the frame that he has, which that does stick out. Sticks out a lot because there was one play he had. He had a two-dribble pull-up going left. He was on the right wing, free throw line extended, right behind the three-point line. And the other defender out there got the ball. And in triple threat position, he rose up, pump fake for the jumper, two-dribble pull-up to the left, got to the free throw line. But the defender, phenomenal defense. The defender was right on his hip, maybe a half a second behind, but he recovered very, very well. After the two-dribble pull-up with the left, and he is a right-handed player, so if you go two-dribble pull-up to your left, that does show that you're working on your game, working on your craft in the offseason, because a lot of guys, even at the NBA level, they can't do two-dribble pull-ups with their offhand. Jairus Walker did it, and he did a slight fadeaway to the left after getting to his spot, nothing but net. And I'm thinking, the 6'8", 220, the strong frame, the solid frame, the athleticism, that young man can jump. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many alley-oop dunks that I watched, or how many windmill dunks that he did, or how many times it was one alley-oop dunk where he jumped and he did a reverse dunk, and he had a duck in his head from hitting the bottom of the backboard before he came down. I mean, he's very athletic, very strong, very sturdy. He has an outside shot. He has a mid-range game. He has the inside. And I think what Chris Holtmann is saying to 2022 class, if you look at the current roster construction, Kyle Young will be gone. Zed Key will be there. Joy Brunk will be gone. Liddell, I think, will come back, but that's not really solidified just yet. But if he does come back this year, I don't think he'll be here the following year. So getting Jairus Walker, one, it does one thing. One, it fills a roster spot. It fills a need that Ohio State has. But number two, it helps you via the recruiting, because as I mentioned yesterday, Ohio State still needs big men. Still needs the big man to come in and play and be able to still recruit them at a high level. Jairus Walker will do a couple. One, fill a roster spot, and two, entice other top recruits in the 2022 class to potentially come to Ohio State and play basketball in Columbus. One more timeout. Got to step away very, very quickly. When we come back, we'll talk about Quinn Ewers, the top quarterback recruit in the class of 2022. And man, let's talk about that young man's arm. But first, check this out. Did you know that Built Bar has nine delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited flavor as well? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about the ones that they love. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Coconut, almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and even salted caramel. And right here in my mailbox, I got a grasshopper cookie flavor. Trying to get it so everybody can see it. There you go, grasshopper cookie. For those of you watching via YouTube, you can see that right there on the screen. Hey, every now and then they throw out some abnormal or some different abnormal, say not normal flavors. They're just as good. And there's a flavor for everyone. Not only are Built Bar flavors good and they taste amazing, but they're healthy as well. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're even great for the keto diet. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. And as we roll on here on Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. A quick reminder, not about the hotline, 850-462-5442. Had to throw it out there one more time in case you missed it the first time. You didn't rewind to catch it. Make sure you use that thing. If you got a comment, a text, or a phone call you want to relay, we will feature that thing right here on the podcast the very next episode. But until further notice. The show will be on a 3-day-a-week schedule, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There will possibly be an occasional episode as a bonus episode if something comes out that's very, very big where it does not need to be waited. We don't need to wait to talk about it. That'll come right here on the show, but that'll be as a needs basis. If it's not needed, it's not going to happen. We'll stick to our Monday, Wednesday, Friday sequence of shows until further notice. I try my best as someone that is an evaluator of talent, an evaluator of sports. I try my best to not go overboard. I try my best to not be a person that when they see something amazing, ooh, he's the best thing since sliced bread. I can't talk at all. I try my best to keep a level head, no hyperbole, to be a little calm, cool, collected when I see someone play either the basketball or the football. And I have had the privilege and the chance to see a lot of great high school athletes over the years, and then I'll see a lot of great college athletes over the years, and then, of course, seeing a lot of great NBA or professional athletes, NFL athletes over the years as well. So I've had a chance to see a lot of really, 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 really good, talented individuals play sports at that level. So I try my best to not go overboard to say, ooh, I like that. It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, he's the greatest thing of all time. Oh, that dunk. Yeah, I've seen the dunk before, but it's the best dunk that I've ever seen that way, that form ever. I mean, it's the best. It's the best. I try my best. I know when everybody was hopping on the Patrick Mahomes train, they're saying, oh, Patrick Mahomes, yes, he's immensely talented. Oh, man, he's the best quarterback we have ever seen. Guys, he didn't play 10 years yet. He ain't played 6 years yet. He ain't played 8 years yet. And this is just me personally. I try my best to stay calm. Stay very, very calm. And when I watch Quinn Ewers throw, I have to force myself to stay calm because it looks so fluid. It looks so easy. I mean, you know how it is if you're a father or you're an uncle or you're an older brother or older sister, aunt, older cousin, and you're playing, let's say you're playing a game of basketball. Say after school, you're going home to play 21. I hope kids don't play 21 nowadays. I don't know what kids do. I don't have kids of my own, but I sure hope that the kids don't play the 21 after school or in a group with their friends at the playground because it's fun. I mean, a game where you ain't got no fouls, but you can't foul somebody too hard because if you do, you might get popped, you might get hurt. So you got to be very, very careful about what you do as far as how you go about trying to get the ball back from the defender. But I sure hope kids go out after school and play the basketball and play the football and play the baseball. And think about it. You're playing 21, one-on-one variety. You're an older brother. You're 16 years old, and you got a younger brother who is 6. Younger brother wants to be just like older brother. Younger brother wants to do everything the older brother does. If the older brother makes 5 threes in a game, the younger brother wants to make 5 threes in a game. If the older brother scores 3 touchdowns and 1 running, 3 passing touchdowns and 1 running, the youngster wants to make 3 passing touchdowns and 1 running in his little league football game. One might be tackle, one might be flag, but it doesn't matter. The younger wants to be like the older. And the younger brother, he's going to watch and he's going to make it tough and he's going to try and do everything he can to make it hard. I mean, very, very, very hard for you. And for the older brother, it's going to be easy. It's going to be kind of like a cakewalk, kind of just like it's very, very easy for him. Like the younger, like you're 10 years younger than me. What are you doing? You shouldn't even be trying to do this. You're embarrassing yourself. But he wants to do exactly what the older brother is doing. And the older brother, you've been there. You've played your sports before. You played something competitively. And you know how it is. You go out there and you're trying to do things at a competitive high level. And you're trying to make sure that no matter what, you are A-OK. And younger brother has no chance, which you all know younger brother should have no chance at all. But when you're playing, you can get your jump shot smooth. And when you're playing, you can cross him over and make him fall. When you're playing, it's 18-5. You're going to end this thing very, very quickly. Get that 2-point shot or maybe make a layup. Hit that free throw, game over. You're not missing the 21 shot to go back down to 15 or whatever rules you use. Because I play 21 with so many different variety of rules. Sometimes I get confused because I thought 21 was universal. Apparently it's not. And there may be somebody listening or watching right now that's saying, Jay, I ain't never played 21. I wonder what you have been, if you have it, go to YouTube or Google, Find out rules of 21 to figure out why it's so easy to play. All you need is about, you can need two people, you can play five people, play eight people. It's a game. It's every man for himself, and it can get pretty competitive, pretty feisty, double teams, triple teams coming, and you can't pass the ball to nobody. It's mano a mano. You got to find a way to put that ball in the basket. And when you got the older brother, when he's playing the basketball, I mean, jump shots are easy to get off. There's a height difference between the two individuals. There's a size difference. There's a quickness difference. There's so many differences between the 16-year-old older brother and the 6-year-old youngster. And to me, when I watch Quinn Ewers play the football and throw the football. Now, this is not in 11-on-11 practice or a scrimmage. This is just in drills. He's throwing the ball to the receiver. There's no defense out there at all. But when he's throwing the ball on the move and little three-quarter arm, somebody said sidearm. I wouldn't say that's a full-on sidearm in the videos that were going around just yesterday. But I would say it's more of your three-quarter. It's not just over the top. It is more of a three-quarter throw or three-quarter slide that he's throwing. And, man, it is – oh, my. It comes off his arm quickly, snaps the wrist, and that ball is gone. I mean, it's gone. For a high school athlete to throw the ball like that, like I said, the 16-year-old older brother versus the 6-year-old youngster or younger brother, the difference in arm talent, it's almost like, now I'm not saying Quinn Ewers is going to be the best thing I've ever seen. I don't know yet. I thought what I saw from Tate Martell was good. I won't say it was best, but it was good. I'm really, really good. And then we see what Tate and Martell has done in college football, gone from Ohio State, then to Miami. And now I believe he's going to be playing at UNLV, but I haven't seen that being confirmed just yet. I don't know. Now, Las Vegas is where he played his high school football. They're at, Bishop Gorman High School there in Vegas. I believe that Snoop Dogg is the one that paid for the facilities and the upgrade, and their facilities are better than numerous college facilities out there in college football right now. Now, lower level, not your high-end D1, but there's a lot of college facilities that are not as nice as Bishop Gorman. Quinn Ewers throwing the football, it's amazing. It's literally amazing. And it's something that when you sit there and you watch it, you're like, hold on. Did I see that right? Timeout. Rewind that bad boy. I got to see that again because that young man just amazed me. Guys, this is Wednesday. It's fun. It's enjoyable. Getting through the week quickly. You guys can always follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Once again, send the emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. We'll be back in a couple days on Friday to wrap up the week. Talk about the Buckeye Bash 2.0. I have a little segment that I want to end the show with on Friday. Chris Olave will be talked about. And, well, remember, got to formulate the independent schedule if Ohio State was going to go independent at some point in time. We'll do all of that on Friday when we wrap up the week.